Thank you for calling Aurora Apartments Technical Support. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm a resident at Aurora Apartments, apartment 208. I'm having Wi-Fi difficulties. I was given a new router, and I, plugged in the new router, but it's still, not connecting to the Wi-Fi. The light is green, but there's no connection.
Okay. So you were given a new router, it's just not allowing you, giving out internet access?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I follow all the steps from the app, and the light is green, but, there's no connection, even if, let's say, on the phone or, laptop or anything, so the Wi-Fi is connected, but there is actually no internet connection, though.
Okay, let me get this escalated so they can see what's going on for you. What's your first and last name?
Yes, my first name is Doha, that's D-O-H-A. Last name is Khan, that's K-H-A-N.
You say K-A-H-A-N?
K-H-A-N.
K-A-N. And what's the email that's associated with your account?
Yes, it's dk3594@nyu.edu.
And then a good callback number for you?
It's 917-565-2936.
Okay, that was 917-565-2936.
That's correct, yep.
And what's your service address?
It's 187-2817. Sorry. Hello?
Oh, I'm still here. You said 28817.
Okay, 2817, 18th Avenue South, Great Falls, 59405.
And then your building and apartment number.
Building 1, apartment 208.
Okay, and then do you know the equipment ID number?
Yeah. That will be the SSID for the router you're looking for?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's C as in Charlie. X, N as in Nancy, K as in Kansas, 0135, D as in David, 5, D as in David, B as in boy.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get this escalated for you so they can see what's going on. And you just saying the router is not... giving off it with it connects, it just won't give you internet.
I have a question. This is the second route it gave me. The first one, it did the same thing. I followed the steps through the app. It was green, then it was red, then it was green, then it was red. It shows on my devices I have Wi-Fi, and then there's no Wi-Fi. I went to the leasing office, spoke with Brent. He gave me a new router. Followed all the steps, it's still not working. He said, you guys can do it yourself or I can come do it. If this is just going to be escalated right back to the leasing office, that's not going to help me. So could you let me know like what the next steps are now that you have the information? Like, is it just going to be the same thing? They just send me a new router and they keep sending me new routers, because I don't know if that's the issue. I'm just not getting internet, even if it says I'm getting internet.
They normally, if they send out a new router, they'll have like a technician who brings the router to set it up for you or help you set it up, so that way you have a technician there just in case if it doesn't connect, he can reach out to see what's going on.
Yeah, so we thought that we would be able to do it, and he said that if do it on our own, we can. So we're not sure what any other steps would be, so we've just tried it and it's not working. So
Normally should just go through the steps on the app, and it should give you should show you how to get it set up with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so we did follow the steps, and it shows green, and it connects to the devices, and then the Wi-Fi doesn't actually work. If I go on any website or any app, it doesn't actually connect to the internet.
Okay, yeah, because I see that the router is up and running. It's just not giving off that internet access.
Exactly, like it's flashing red right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it has.
Where is it flashing red at? Do it show like a symbol for it?
It's just at the very end of the router. There's just a one circle, which doesn't have any symbols near it, and that is flashing red. It's like the one light bulb.
So it's like a power button for the router?
No, it's just one little light bulb in the corner.
Okay. I get this escalated so they can have a technician come out to check on everything just to see what could be going on with the router itself. Because it may be an issue with the router, because I do see it, it's online. It's showing that it's 12 devices connected, but I know you said it's not giving off internet access.
Yeah, and it's like intermittent. It'll be green, like now it's green while I'm talking to you. It just turned green. And I just got a few messages, and now it's blinking red again.
So it's just dropping connection on you?
Yeah, for at least maybe like 10 seconds it works, and then now I'm looking at my phone, it's gone again.
Now I could try to split your two bands. Because it may be confused since your 2.4 and your 5G is together. It may be trying to connect to the 2.4 and then dropping and connect to the 5. Now, I can split the two just to see if that would help from it dropping on from you. But for the router itself, if it's keep going offline, it could be something with the router.
I don't know what to do at this point because obviously I'm paying for Wi-Fi every month, so it really should work. You know, I'm paying for it.
Yes, ma'am, I totally understand. Have you tried to do a power cycle just to see if that would help from it dropping offline?
Yeah, like turning it off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Okay. I mean, all I can do is get a ticket set up for you and have him, like, schedule a technician to come out to see what's going on for you.
Okay, do you know when a technician would come out for me?
So once I get this escalated, another department sets up the technicians, but they normally give you a call back letting you know the date and time.
Okay.
That a technician would be out for you.
Okay. What should I, okay, I'm just wondering if it would have been faster if I had, someone from the leasing office come look at it, but I don't know if they have the technician on site or what that
would be. They may have, because I know they do have some on-site technicians, they may have, you would just have to, go to the leasing office just to see, up to the office to see if they have any, on-site technicians that can come out and just see what's going on for you.
I guess in that case, I'll let you escalate it and get that ticket moving so that they can schedule it. And then if they call me to schedule a time and a date and nothing has improved about the situation, then I'll go ahead and confirm the date and time.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that for you. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, that's everything.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get this escalated, and then I'll reach back out to you shortly if they get that appointment set up for you.
Okay, Sounds good.
All right, you have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.